In a technical sense, what does Linux lack? What does it not provide?
The 64-bit file system, which I know they are working on. It's slowly coming around. I think there are still occasionally some stability issues. I'm not saying Linux is unique in that respect, but you definitely want to have reliability. There are some issues dealing with higher memory systems. If you get to 2 gigabytes and you try to push it past that, we encounter various problems. I know we've had some trouble with the network stack when we really push it hard. In terms of having lost most connections from lots of different machines.
Well, you're getting quite a few hits per day, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We do about 10 million searches per day at google.com, and another 6 million or so from OEM customers. So we get a lot of hits. And when we crawl the web, we crawl it pretty quickly, which can really stress the system.
Has your system been down entirely?
No, but we certainly have individual computers go down. Our system has a lot of redundancy built into it, so the users don't see it from the outside.
I've read that you have developed your own network installation tools.
Yeah, we've reused various components of things that people have built. We've had to now redo them quite a bit ourselves. We have 5,000 computers now, and that's actually a fair amount of work to install. So we have our own network install system, where we can bring up 80 computers at a time. And we have our own testing software and monitoring tools to keep track of what the computers are doing, what state they're in. So we've had to do a fair amount of development.
Of the 5,000 computers used by Google, can you roughly break down what they are used for, i.e., 3,000 perform searches, 1,000 do OEMs, 500 do web crawling, etc.?
Without giving specific numbers, we can say approximately 80% of the machines are used for performing searches, Google.com and partners. About 10% of the machines are used for research and development, and another 10% of the machines are used for pre-production, crawling and indexing the web.
Are the tools worth releasing to the open source community?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I don't know of too many installations that are of comparable size to ours, but it certainly is, now that you mention it, something we would consider. I don't think that any of them are robust enough or clean enough at this point in time. But I think we can get them to that state if other people would take over the maintenance and contribute. I just don't think that there are too many people who would end up using them.